The story of Joseph continues. I love this story. It's sweeping to me. It is such a picture of a faithful life to God. Even with its downfalls, God is present. Even in hardship, God is present, redeeming things. No matter what things look like, God is always there working. Joseph has become basically the second in command. Not basically, he has become the guy. He's the second in command of all of Egypt. His brothers are bowing down to him, which was his dream. And he is inquiring about his family. He is protecting and saving a family that would have died of starvation. God sent Joseph well in advance, turned around what was utterly evil, and saved his entire family, as well as the complete land of Egypt. And he sees his brother Benjamin for the first time today. What that must have been. Joseph is overwhelmed with emotion and goes to his private quarters and weeps. His full-blooded, true brother, a brother he didn't even know about, is there before him. And the story will go on. And we'll see God's continued redemption of this life, this circumstance, or this set of circumstances, that if you're in Joseph's shoes, I mean, if you're living that kind of existence and it just seems like you are getting hammered at every turn, and yet you are faithful and you look to the sky and you're like, what is going on? Why are you judging me so harshly? When that isn't what was going on at all. God sent Joseph ahead to save his people. So we've got to be very, very intentional about our assumptions. We don't always know the full breadth and depth of what's going on. We get a little haughty sometimes. We think we're strong in the Lord, and we may be. We think we're pretty intuitive, pretty smart people. We can see things clearly. The reality is, we can't. We can see what we can see. We can know what we know. And the proverb says, hey, get wisdom. It's the wisest thing you can do. Get good judgment. Prize wisdom and it will make you great. Embrace it. It will give you honor. Place a lovely wreath on your head. But nevertheless, all of the wisdom we can amass, everything that we can get in terms of wisdom, is oh so desperately limited compared to God's overview of all. And so it is so deeply important that we have the guidance of the Holy Spirit in our lives. We have God's word before us every day, leading and guiding the way. There is no way to fully embrace and understand God's purposes without walking with God. And yet, when we walk with God, we spend time in his word daily, we begin to get a sense of life and circumstances that is well beyond ourselves. Because we're not looking at the world through our own eyes. We're looking through the eyes of the kingdom. And we are serving as ambassadors for the king.